you know, I started out studying math, you know, math and science and engineering and stuff like that. And I thought that was, I really thought that was, I thought that might have the answer. But then, you know how life changes, and it was revealed to me that it's about the words. The words. I never thought I'd be a wordsmith. Breaking the words into parts actually reveals the whole pie. And then when you break the actual, you break it into cognates, and then you break it into individual parts, like the letters and all, then you really get to see something. It's really amazing. And then as you do that for a long time, after you do it about 7 years, you realize you're swimming in the word, because you start to see a pattern. You're actually swimming in the word. And you're actually a word yourself. You're actually a piece cut off from the word. And you are a word. Your body language, your everything about you is a word. Your demeanor, your character, your body language, the way you typify stuff without even knowing it, the color car you drive, the clothes you wear, everything is a type. It's a script. Who would have ever thought? Only by the grace of God could I see it. And it's like a cartoon. It's like a 3D cartoon compared to the spirit, but it's real. And it's serious, because you're gonna have to face God one day for the things done in the body, you know. It, just that terminology, the Bible says you're gonna have to answer for things done in the body. So even that terminology, things done in the body, means the body's really not you, but it's what you do. Okay, so your body's a ship. It's kind of like when the police pulls you over because you ran somebody off the road, or you didn't upgrade your registration, so you got somebody. So the police has to pull you over. You got to answer for your car ship. If you have a boat, you have to answer for that. There has to be an answer for everything that you're doing. It's a trip, to be honest with you. It's such a trip, I don't even have words for it. A ship is a hip. You had Adam, and then you had Eve. Eve is the hip. She's the side of Adam, the hip. The hip. Like Shakira said, the hips don't lie. Shakira. Shakira, Shakira. The ship always has a hip. You got a captain, and you got another a co-captain, a co-ruler. If you read Proverbs 31, you'll see that the Proverbs 31 woman, she was always doing something. She was building and running a business, and she was always doing something. She was working with her hands, sewing and stuff. It's a trip, to be honest with you. It really is a trip. I mean, I could say that 1,000 times and mean it every time. Why do you need a body? Why do you need a ship? Why do you need something to travel in? Because God is a spirit, and everything's a piece cut off. And just like the angels, they have their vessel. You gotta have a vessel. Your car is a vessel. An airplane's a vessel. It's all temple. It's all vessels and temples and transportation devices. It's you're being transported to your new state, moment by moment by moment by moment. If you can become aware of what people say, what you think, what you say, if you look in front of you at the words that are in front of you, like a Ford truck just went by, and the word Ford means crossing, and you unfold it to its root, and you actually come to find out that everything is of the same source. Just like the color wheel, there's different shades, you know, like you look at the color red and there's just different shades of the color red or the color green. There's different shades. And so the personalities, the persons, are per the sun. If you are a person, and you are, you're per the sun, per sun, per the sun. Hue man, a different hue, a different color, a different shade. When you look at somebody else, you're actually looking at a different version of yourself. You're looking at a person, a different version of yourself when you look out face to face. The purpose of that is to iron. Your look is iron sharpens iron. So if you're looking at a different version of yourself every time you're in communication or something, what's happening? Iron sharpens iron. So as the countenance man sharpens the countenance of the other man. When you're in conversation, you're in CON, verse, together turn. So when you're in conversation, you're together turning over some truth, and you're actually turning it over in your mind to birth you into a deeper understanding is what's happening. It's really amazing. I promise you, if you spend 5 years breaking the words into parts, looking at the cognates, your whole world will change. I promise. It took me a long time. Because I didn't have anybody guide me. I was going out in rough waters. I was going out into the rough waters. Only guide I had was the Bible and the Holy Spirit. So I was looking at, you know, you had all these channels that were distractions and fake, you know. You had, what was that one channel? The guy was, everybody thought he was a genius when he wasn't. He was a gatekeeper. What was that channel? It was one of the first ones that came out on YouTube where they were trying to dig into the deeper stuff, you know. I'll think of it in a minute, or when I finish recording, I'll think of it. You had a lot of channels who were attacking the etymology of words, and I know why now. The reason they attacked the etymology of words, because the etymology goes back to source. And so as you're digging back to source, you have a lot of gatekeepers trying to keep you from the source. They'll say, don't read the Greek, don't read the Hebrew, don't break words into parts. Don't listen to no other channel. My wife, she said, why are you listening to Louis Farrakhan? I said, because I'm trying to figure out what he's teaching. Well, don't listen. What are you talking about? You don't tell me what to do. If I want to listen to Louis Farrakhan, I'm going to listen to Louis Farrakhan. Not that I don't believe what he says at all. I just want to know where he's coming from. That's all. Somebody sent me a leak 3 or 4 years ago. The sad guru. He's a sad guru. He's sad, all right. But he does have some good stuff to say. You can pull good stuff out from everybody. You can learn from a child, you know. And so when people say, don't listen to this, or don't talk to this person, or don't, you know, I understand you need to be separate. But sometimes, especially online, they're not coming in your house. And you can cut it off and go read your Bible or whatever. Usually, like Charles Stanley said one time, Charles Stanley said, it's okay if they try to challenge your belief, because it makes you stronger, because you go back to the Bible and you learn more. It's all right to be challenged. That's part of the converse. That's part of the conversion process. Conversation. Converse. And then when you get down to root, source, cut, turn, union, and flow, you realize that everything is cut, turn, union, everything is the same truth. And you say, wait a minute, how can everything be the same truth? Because at a higher level, on a higher plane, it's all from the same source. From Him, through Him, and to Him. Jesus is quantum physics. Jesus is eternal life. Jesus is all science. The word science, if you unfold it, means to know. Science just means to know. If you really want to understand science, you got to know Jesus. Knowledge of the deeper things are all hidden in Christ. Wisdom and knowledge is all hidden in Christ. All of it. If you want to be smart, read Colossians and meditate on what Jesus did at the cross, and you'll see it. Might take a while, but you'll eventually see it. When you get the Holy Spirit, you are a meta-human. You know, there's a lot of TV shows about meta-humans, but they're just talking about you if you're saved. You have meta-human properties because you got the Holy Spirit. They don't. They're just base nature. Everything's earthly, fleshly, temporal, materialism, matter, stuff, time. They're just stuck in a repeat, you know. You are a meta-human if you're saved. The reason you don't feel like it is because you haven't exercised your gift. Every believer has a gift. And if you don't know what it is, ask God to reveal it to you. You don't need to go to some guru and say, what's my gift? Because they usually don't know. I mean, I could probably tell you. I can tell you what your gift is. What do you like to do? What do you like to watch? What do you like to listen to? Do you like to listen to a teacher? You probably have the gift of teaching. Do you like to sing music? You probably have the gift of singing. Do you like to give money? You have the gift of giving. Do you like to... You like... The very thing that you like to do is what you need to be doing. If you don't like something, don't do it. I mean, you might have to do it for a season, but eventually, just do what you like. Do what God has called you to do, because everybody has a gift. Each piece of the pie has their own shade, or their own little, it all might be a green pie or a red pie, but they all have different shades, you know. Find what you like to do and just do it. And if nobody else, if only one or two people appreciate it, that's okay too. If a million people appreciate it, that's good too. I'm really tired for no reason. They used to have popcorn when you went to the store that you could just get, scoop in some popcorn. I hadn't seen that in a while. Popcorn at the convenience store, that would be nice. kind of feel sorry for these movie stars, because they have, no matter where they go, everybody's gonna say, "Can I get your autograph?" They're always, they can't really go anywhere without people clamoring for their attention. And I used to be a legalist, and I used to think you can't. I used to think like the legalist. I really did. You can't watch this. Touch not. Taste not. Don't do this. Don't go here. Whatever. But it's not that. The TV shows. If you really take, I took the 27. I got rid of a TV like 20 years. But 2017, I said there's a lot of stuff online, let me just watch a series. And then I was decoding all these different series. And I noticed a pattern that the characters in the series started to develop and become better individuals. And I also noticed that the characters in the TV show or the movie, they started working together as a team. They started to have the same goal, oneness, the same plan. And so you see oneness developing, you see growth, and you also see them move from hatred to love. There was a, what was the name of that show? Orphan Black. So the girl, one of the girls, one of the twins, she was like raised in the woods or something. She was mean. She was a killer. And over time, because people showed her love and she was accepted into a group, she became a well-balanced person and pretty much repented of being a killer, you know. Long story short, if you watch a series, just keep watching it straight through, you know. You'll see the characters develop into better people over time. They learn to love people unconditionally. They learn to look at others and say, well, that used to be me. Or they would look at somebody and say, that's gonna be me. It's really a trip, to be honest. And I know I keep saying the word trip, but it really is. It's, we're walking down here and we're all on a journey. We're not really going anywhere because it's a hologram, but it feels like it. But it's actually just objects hitting you to change you to your new state.